fucking find a fucking Santa message to bad kids.
Good. That's not a bad idea.
So we found this one.
Hey, fuck you, kids.
Hey.
Bite me. Hey, you little girl that wants to kill my reindeer. Fucking bite me, bitch.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 168. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. Here with my boy and co-host.
Matt the Beaner.
What up?
What's up, dude? What's good, man? Fucking Monday afternoon.
Yeah, man. How did traffic get in here?
Yeah, that's Monday. Everyone's fucking out and about, especially you go by Main Place.
Oh, shopping and everything, those motherfuckers, dude. True that. I didn't even fucking think about
Jesus.
That. Jesus. Cool, man. What'd you do this weekend? I caught you a little bit yesterday. We'll go into that, but how was your Friday, Saturday?
It was good. Let's see. Saturday, what did I do? Nothing. Sunday, hung out with you for a little bit. Me, you, Val.
It was dope, dude.
Chili's.
Had a good time. Great time, dude.
And then went to Danny K's. Saw some fucking drunk guy.
Go ahead, man.
Joe, you like to jerk off. And that was announced to the entire Danny's case by our buddy
and then I throw Albert. Yeah, and then I throw myself under the bus like, hey Dick, let's get it straight. I worked, and then at the end of the night, that's when I jerked off.
So let's get it straight. Jesus.
Yeah, we saw Albert and David at Danny K's, dude. Val joined us for that, which was awesome still. So we started off at Chili's. Great happy hour, dude.
Really good.
Food-wise and even drink-wise, dude. So it was cool we caught your game there.
Yes, my Patriots, the Rams, they made our defense look like a top defense. we don't have a top defense.
No, not at all.
It's pretty sad. But I joined them for Danny K's for a little bit. I had to go to another party thing.
Yeah, how was that dinner?
It was kind of just me, Margot, and the family, and all, and then her and her whole line of friends. So it's kind of like a family lunch. It's like,
okay,
well, we could have went somewhere nicer.
Well, was the food good at least?
No, because I got a torta.
Tortas are dope.
But I said carnitas, and she brought me this meat. Melanesa or some shit?
Mayonesa.
It's like steak that's been fried?
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, I don't even know how to say the word. I said carnitas, homie.
Yeah. Okay, that does blow, dude. Did you tell her this isn't like, what I ordered after you ate it?
The dad's real good friends with the people. I didn't want to fucking be an asshole.
Okay, well, good for you. That's a first.
Yeah, it is a first. I'm saving it for the fucking show.
All right. Awesome, dude. All right, well, I don't have much, dude, so we get to shoot the shit the first half.
Sweet, man.
Football was excellent with you. Granted, you had to bail. It was David, myself, and Albert, and his wife was still there. So they joined us later on again, and a good game still, dude.
Yeah, David and his wife.
David, Val, myself, and then Albert and his wife joined us.
Oh, again, okay.
Which was cool. So they were just chilling with us. It was awesome, dude. So yeah, he was toasty, dude.
I hope someone fucking Ubered that guy home.
Jesus. Well, actually, his wife was the DD. I hope so, man. Yeah, because we'll talk about it in football talk, okay. I guess. All right, do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Yes.
Okay. This one was episode 68. Do you want to know what we named our episode?
Yeah, let's see what we got. Fucking,
we named our episode Pop Rocks. Now, I don't get why we named it Pop Rocks, but let's go through what it is. And I happen to find these at work, dude. So there's literal.
Have you seen that video where the chick does the Pop Rocks, like a whole
go for it. I don't
gigantic jar.
Oh,
these things.
Okay, what did she do?
She put it in a bathtub. Mm-hmm. She puts soda in the bathtub.
Idiot, awesome.
She gets in the bathtub and then she puts like a million fucking bags of these things.
Really?
And it just.
She jumps in?
Oh, God, it feels so funny. And da, da, da.
Oh, she jumped in.
She was already in.
Oh, wow.
And then they fucking poured it in on her. So it's pretty crazy.
That is nuts, dude. Okay, this one we spoke about Twitter love shout outs. We spoke about NFL week 11 recap, week 12 picks. We hit how a breakup list goes viral. And this one was also / pussy of the week. So we were probably clowning on this guy.
Okay.
My lady broke up with me, pussy. This next one was one job. Pop rock story. I don't fucking remember. I almost want to go back to this episode.
Did someone fuck up the story? And that's why we called it Pop Rocks?
I don't know. Ah. Probably. So anyways, guys, if you guys are curious why the fuck we named it Pop Rocks like we are, I want to go back just to listen to why the fuck.
I hate listening to myself.
Me too, dude. So I'm probably not going to do it. Guys, get back to me and let me know what we spoke about. We hit what the fuck news. Nampa teacher kills rabbit for classroom demonstration.
Yes.
I remember that article. This next one is going to be man dismembered dad used body parts as TV stand.
Oh, shit.
That was fucked up, and I remember that.
God damn it, Dad. Your legs are just not long enough for this fucking TV stand.
Seriously.
Mom?
I'm pretty sure that's the same line we used. Wow. Too. We hit comic review is The Bigger Bang number 1, Death of Wolverine, The Logan Legacy number 4, Captain America number 1, Hexed number 4, Superior Iron Man number 1, and Guardians 3000 number 1, and Thor number 2.
We read a lot back then.
Yeah, dude, and now I'm... We'll talk about it in comments. We'll talk about it. Special Instagram message I got from Lives in a Shoe. She says, great articles, great comics, clear sound. All the background noise is muffled while you guys sound clear. Hashtag Yeti Mike.
Yeti. We got the Yeti out.
And I'm digging on it. And I really appreciate it because not only did Lynn hit us up about that on Twitter, Eric, fair enough, Lopez, Eric Lopez 247 hits us up. He says, at For the Villain, at Comic Syndicate 1, at Mem the Beaner. Y'all sound... Y'all's sound quality is really good this week. Keep up the good work.
We must have just got the Yeti back then. Episode on number 66, because it seems like we sounded like shit. Everyone's giving us like, yeah, you guys, fuck, I can hear you now. Well,
this is off of, yeah, right? Off so of last may... week's episode, though.
Oh, off last this week. Off oh, of last okay. Week. I thought it was 66 still.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I think Sergio hooked us up by about episode 30, I want to say.
Well, we're still upgrading. I'm going to go loading. We're going to use some of the Amazon money that you guys have graciously helped us out with to buy a mixer that we're going to have backup recordings, telephone, stuff like that. Sounds good. I've been doing a lot of research. That's pretty much what I did after the party.
Which was awesome. Like, you gave me the breakdown of what you have
in mind. It's hard finding shit like that right now because it's like every time you go on YouTube... Everything's 5-4 years old. I'm like, I know there's a filter where you can go, okay, I want to see videos that have been in the last year.
Yeah.
Or the month. And there's nothing.
No.
So it's like, people just stop doing these
do-it-yourself
how-to videos. Yeah. How-tos.
And the one you sent me was really good. It was like a 20-minute long video, and it's about
the
a
redneck, soundboard. Right?
Yeah.
that's his fucking name of the thing, redneck.
Yeah, and it was very instructive. Like, I'm like, shit, so the game plan you have in mind for the show already is more equipment, better equipment, like you said, so we can Skype people in. Interviews again, and just random people, it'll be easier for us to get people on the show.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool. I said, fucking awesome, this is very informative for me to know when I drop you from the show. how to use this equipment, man.
Jesus, what equipment.
What equipment I know, right? So I'm just going to take this beautiful Yeti mic. Don't mind me. Okay, let's hit football talk now, dude.
Sweet, sweet.
Great games yesterday. Let me see. The morning game, the Falcons versus the Kansas City Chiefs, was a great fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
Close game. Why would you not fucking punt the fucking ball at the end as opposed to go to a
12-point conversion? Oh, the Falcon game? Yeah. I mean, like, dude.
So good of a game that one was.
What happened?
And there was a lot of one-sided games. Dude, I don't know, dude. Seahawks destroyed the Panthers last night.
It was pretty bad.
The Redskins, Cardinals won 31-23 over fucking the Redskins, and they've been consistent. A lot of these teams, dude. Broncos beat the Jaguars 20-10. That's not saying a lot against the Jaguars,
yeah,
dude.
Granted, it's Jaguars.
The Rams versus Patriots, that was just one-sided. Big 49ers time. Versus Bears, Kaepernick got fucking benched because he...
Oh, yeah, what happened?
He didn't score, actually, I believe he didn't score 4 yards in 3 quarters, so they... By that point, you got it.
I thought someone was doing an angel in the snow.
Okay,
got
that
trouble.
Was one of the penalties, yes.
Oh, okay,
it happened in that game, and I know one of the guys in Green Bay did the same thing, but I don't think they got a penalty, because it was the touchdown celebration, quote-unquote.
Jesus.
Okay, man, off of week 13's picks, anything else? That's it, right? We got a shitty game going on right now.
Yeah, we got...
Colts and Jets.
I want Jets to lose. We're not even,
we all went doesn't Colts. Even it doesn't matter. Doesn't it really doesn't matter. Dude. But we have week 14, dude. So now you, again, last week you got 10 wins.
Okay.
I got 8 wins. I did bad. Sergio got 9 wins.
Yes.
Our new total is you are at 112 wins. I'm at 109 wins, and Sergio's at 110 wins.
You know,
I really like how close this is now, dude.
It's hard being, you know, winning.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
But my fantasy league, I'm losing.
I'm getting smashed. Actually, no, I'm playing spoilers with Manny right now, which is good. Like, I'm dream crushing him right now.
Yes.
He got pissed off right off the bat yesterday. How the fuck are you beating me? Hey, shut the fuck up and take your fucking loss, dude.
It happens.
It does, dude. It's been happening to me all season, dude. And there was a funny fucking thing in the chat City has had put down. In our fantasy football, the Comic Syndicate Fantasy Football League, he says, I'm like, all right, I need all you ladies to close your legs or else you're going to start getting fucked.
Jeez.
Dope line. And I get back to him, sorry, homie, I'm all booked. My roster has been fucking me all season. So, I mean, hey, man, you got to have fun with it, dude. And we are having fun, dude. Okay, so week 14, Thursday's games, dude. It's going to be a divisional game.
Oh, it's going to be a good game.
The Raiders, 10-2 at the Chiefs, 9-3. Raiders are first in their division. Chiefs are second in their division.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a great test for the Chiefs. I'm sorry, for the Raiders.
Bro.
That Chiefs defense, I'm going to finally jump off the Raiders fucking train.
That's it. Raiders done. Raiders are fucking done. He jumped off.
I'm going Chiefs on this one. It's at Kansas City, and that field Arrowhead is insanely loud, dude.
Fuck my life. I'm still going to go Raider Nation. Mm. I think Raiders just find ways to fucking
win. They've been doing it? No, I totally back you up, dude. I mean, I almost want to back you up. But yeah, we'll see. Okay, next one's going to be Sunday's games, dude. Another divisional game. The Redskins, 6-5 at the Eagles, 5-7.
Redskins. Eagles played like shit.
They did. And I'm beginning to see what Val said, that the Eagles are just an overrated team, dude.
Sorry, Sadie.
Yeah, next one's going to be Texans at the Colts. Divisional game, 6-6 Texans at the Colts, 5-6.
Texans. I don't like Colts, man.
I will back you up on that.
Yeah, dude. I don't like Colts.
Next one's going to be another divisional game, Bengals, 4-7. This is my division. Bengals, 4-7 at the Browns, 0-12.
What do you mean? You have to sweep it.
I need the Browns to win, but the Bengals are going to take it.
Yeah.
We're going to sweep that for sure. Next one's going to be the Broncos, 8-4 at the Titans, 6-6.
Denver.
I will.
Titans, bro?
6-6, homie. And the that's Denver, a 500 record. Denver's 8-4.
Fuck.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll go Titans.
All right. I need fucking wins.
All right. So that's why I'm going off. Next one's going to be the Cardinals, 5-6. Oh, my God. Against, fuck this team, the Dolphins, 7-5. They fucked me really good this week. That tune of...
Dude, they played the Ravens. Come on, bro. I mean, Ravens is a good team.
They are a good team, dude. Okay, my bad. Okay, the Cardinals are inconsistent straight up.
They are.
And the Dolphins, they have a winning record. They're second in your division. This is your division.
It is, but there's a huge gap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a three game gap.
True.
I'm going to go... Well, I'll go up... fuck my life.
I'll go Carson Palmer's. Oh, Dolphins... For fucking me, I'm going to go Cardinals.
I'll have to back you up on that one.
All right, cool. Next one's going to be the Bears divisional game, 3-9 at the Lions, 8-4.
I know you like Lions, bro. I have to back you up on that. Bears just suck.
Cool. They do. And they barely beat the Niners? Actually, not even barely. It was in the snow, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you do? Next one's going to be a good game on paper, Steelers, 7-5 at the Bills, 6-6. Steelers, baby. That's the nation right there.
Bills, baby.
Ooh.
Bills have a good D.
They do, actually. Yeah. Next one's going to be the Chargers. 5-7. Inconsistent fucking... what's his face? Quarterback I hate.
Oh, Rivers?
Inconsistent. He always does what he normally does and rivers it up.
He does.
He does great for you fantasy football-wise, but like...
The team just blows.
Yeah.
The defense sucks.
But then again, the Panthers fucking suck. They're 4-8, homie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... Are we going to go with Chargers?
Chargers.
After we just fucking bashed Chargers.
Fuck, I'm taking them.
Next one's going to be the Vikings, 6-6. At the Jaguars, 2-10.
Oh, come on, bro.
Sweep it.
Jesus.
I know. My bad. I just got to ask you anyway. Why are you yelling at me all of a sudden, man?
Fucking, it's the Yeti.
Next one's going to be the Jets, 3-8. Wow. Against the 49ers, 1-11.
Oh, what a shitty game.
This is... Like tonight's game, dude. The Jets and fucking Colts. Although the Colts should win tonight. But anyways, we're not talking about tonight. Jets 3-8 at the Niners.
I guess you have to go Jets, right?
I'm going to back up the Niners on this.
Ooh.
I don't know why. You're going to go Jets.
I'm going to go Jets.
All right. Next one is going to be the Falcons 7-5 Just kick the ball, get the field goal. Don't go fancy. Don't go for a two-point conversion. Matt Ryan.
Who thinks they're going to run it in for a fucking...
True, but like, it was tied a dumb
up.
Fucking...
Tied up.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Falcons 7-5 at the Rams 4-8. I like Matt Ryan still. I like Julio Jones. I like that squad, dude. Yeah. And I think they got a good chance at the Super Bowl, dude.
I think so, too.
Next one's going to be the Saints divisional game, 5-7. And they're playing like shit versus the Buccaneers, 7-5. And I believe Buccaneers are first in their division, right?
I'll go opposite.
Okay, I do like Drew Brees, but the Buccaneers are fucking playing good ball. I'm going to go Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Saints.
All right, Drew Brees is going to fuck me. Next one's going to be, on paper, this is going to be a great game, dude. If it was at anybody's house this next game, I'd probably lean more towards that. But I think I have who I'm going to go for anyways. Seahawks, 8-3, non-divisional game against the Packers, 6-6. The Seahawks are in the lead in their division, but they've been so up and down, dude.
It's hard to know
what team you're going to play of the Seahawks. Same thing with fucking Packers. And I'm going to go Seahawks still saying that.
All right, I'm going to go Rodgers.
Okay. Packers?
Packers.
Next one's going to be, this should be an interesting game, divisional game. Cowboys, 11-1 versus, and this is the team that gave them their only one loss so far. Divisional game at Giants, 8-4.
This would be a good game.
I agree, man.
Cool.
I'm going to back up my pops and my sister. I'm going to go Cowboys, dude. Cowboys it up, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Cowboys.
All right, cool, man. Next one's going to be Monday night's game. This is going to be a good fucking game, dude. All right, Monday night's game is going to be the Ravens. They're in my division, 7-5.
My Patriots.
Versus the New England Patriots, 10-2 at Gillette Stadium. All right, I know you were going to go Patriots.
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the sake of my division, I need you guys to... You know what? Fuck it. There you go. We're sweeping
them. There it is, right? I was going to say.
I'm like, fuck's blowing them up.
I need you to win, but I'm going to go fucking Ravens.
True that. But now here's a question for you, dude.
Yes.
It's like we mentioned a good test for one of the other teams earlier, but it's going to be a great test for you guys.
Yes, without Gronk.
Baltimore is no fucking joke. They are a solid team, offensively and defensively, so...
Fuck Flacco, but he's good when he has to... I mean, he's... I don't know. I could always rely on Flacco to fuck it up.
Flacco. Joe Cool.
Joe.
That's what they call him. Yeah, I don't know. Although I like Matt Ryan's fucking nickname, Matty Ice.
That is a fucking cool nickname. It's dope, right? Dude. Come on. Fat Garza is not a cool nickname. That is not a cool fucking
sick-witted Josias. Yes. Yeah. All right. All right, man. That's all I got for football talk. You ready to go into some articles?
Yes.
Right? All right, man. First one's going to be angry bodybuilder slaps judge when he comes in second place.
Oh, I did see that.
Okay, go.
Go. Questions. Those guys are all roided out, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm lucky he didn't break his neck.
He got lucky. Did you see the video?
I was, but I didn't see the whole video.
I'll pull it up for you on break, dude.
Okay.
Maybe there is such a thing as being too pumped up. When Greek bodybuilder Giannis Magos came in second at a recent competition, he was frustrated. So frustrated that he apparently smacked down one of the judges.
Just fucking broke his back, just like Batman style, and...
You see that fucking bicep, bitch? You're gonna tell me that bicep's gonna come in second place? Smack, smack.
You see my veins, motherfucker?
Yeah, exactly.
You know how many people killed?
Magos competed in the 2016 International Federation of Bodybuilding Diamond Cup in Athens this past weekend, coming in first in the 100 kilogram division. However, he only came in second overall, the third such placement in recent competitions, according to Evolution of Bodybuilding. Magos wasn't happy and chose to take out his frustrations in some ways that might seem antisocial to casual observers just a bit.
Just a bit. He fucking slapped him in the... Slapped him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like slapping one of the judges in the face so hard that he fell down.
Wow.
You can see in the video above, so I'll show you the video, dude. If Magos thought this would reverse the judge's decision, he was sorely mistaken.
But he's knocked out. I should win.
I know, right?
No.
So
arrest
his vote
him.
Doesn't fucking count. I know, right, dude? Next one's going to be... Since we're in the vein of Christmas, dude, we're in December now, first week for us, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This one's going to be, give me presents or Santa gets it. Girl, 13, demands presents or says, Santa will die and I'll cook his reindeer.
What, does it tell you the grade or age of the...
The age of the girl was 13.
Jesus, she still believes in Santa Claus?
Okay, true
or
that.
Is she fucking da-da-da over here or what? Jesus.
It kind of seems like it, right?
The fuck?
It is part of the sweet Christmas tradition for children across the country, painting a festive wish list to Santa, hoping they are not on the naughty list. While most youngsters do everything to keep on Santa's good side, one schoolgirl has torn up tradition and used her festive wish to issue Father Christmas with an ultimatum. Gifts or he gets it. Demanding Makita Austin 13 warned Father Christmas that he will be killed if he fails to deliver at least two of her long list of lavish gifts.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Go.
If she's 13 and she believes in Santa Claus, yeah. I really believe that she will kill the first Santa she fucking sees.
Idiot, I know, right? Ball.
There's something wrong with this little girl.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Demanding Makita Austin's has told Father Christmas to deliver on her Christmas list or him and his reindeer could be in danger.
Dead.
Yes, exactly. She even threatened to hunt down Santa's reindeer and cook them and serve them. Serve their meat to homeless people on Christmas Day.
Okay, we need to look out for this little girl.
Yeah, and here you go. Speaking of, her mother, Tracy Austin, 40, was dumbstruck when she found the demanding note in her daughter's school bag, her backpack.
She dead?
The mom, too? Yeah, the probably.
Mom's dead.
And the letter Makita from Brook Hill, Bedford, demands a Blackberry, a designer Laura knitted 33 jumper. I don't know what the fuck that is. Money. Converse trainers. Well, I got Converse Chucks. So, and sunglasses.
A Blackberry?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I know, right?
As well as gifts, Makita also demands Father Christmas bring her the quote-unquote idiot, the real Justin Bieber and teenage singer Austin
Mahone. Oh, man. Mahone. All his reindeers are dead.
No. Yeah, dude. Oh, fucking, the North Pole is just going to be fucking burning, dude. Fire and brimstone, dude.
It's funny because we were talking about Santa Claus and we're at the TK room. The TK.
Oh, great. Go for it, dude.
And, they're fucking crazy. They're riding on their animals. And I told the teacher, I go, you know what? Let's, because we have it all on Apple TV.
Okay.
We can hook up our YouTube and shit to that. I go, let's fucking find a fucking Santa message to bad kids.
Good. That's not a bad idea.
So we found this one.
Hey, fuck you, kids.
Hey.
Bite me. Hey, you little girl that wants to kill my reindeer. Fucking bite me, bitch.
I'm Santa, and you guys are being bad. They're all like this. They all start to stop talking. Silence. And I go, you know what we should do? We should make a fucking video with their names.
Good.
I know you, Mateus. You're
you're a little bastard.
You're a little motherfucker. All right? I'm going to go to your house, but I ain't going to give no presents to you. I'm going to give presents to your
and
mom.
And you, retard eating pin over there. Hey, I know, right?
You pissing your pants. I'm buying you some more underwear.
And you, my fucking side coach or my fucking your backup coach, dude. You should.
We should.
And put it on YouTube.
We should.
We have a YouTube channel.
We do. Oh, my God. We fucked up,
dude. Let's do it. I'm down and backing up. I'm going to start putting up videos. I'm going to start sending you videos, dude.
That's funny, though.
I'm down, dude.
To get your kid under control, make a video. It works.
I'm down to try and do it. We had a little bit more on that article, but I want to go into now. A little bit of sex facts we haven't hit in a while.
Okay.
In a good month or so.
I need some lessons here.
All right, here we go. 16 moms. This is going to be interesting. 16 moms confessed the wildest places they've gotten ooh, frisky. Let's imagine that you and your honey are taking a walk in the woods. You're holding hands and then you notice the spark in his eyes. And then, well, maybe you become one of the 50% of Americans who report that they've had sex outside. Or in a public place.
Ooh.
When it comes to keeping your sex life interesting, especially once you add kids into the mix, it turns out that location can be everything.
It sounded bad.
Oh, well, putting sex and kids in the mix?
Yeah, you're like, oh, just add to your sex life.
No, add to your kids. Yeah, no, let's not do that. Jesus. We do know. Okay, we'll edit that out. Read on for true stories of the wildest places. Some frisky moms have gotten lucky. Fair warning, you may never look at a family restroom or choir loft the same way again.
Cheese.
Have you?
No, I'm just wondering.
I was gonna give you a high fucking five now, knuckles.
Fucking kids pissing everywhere and coming in. They don't even knock, dude.
True that, dude. Okay, the first one. Let's go backwards from 16 down.
Okay,
number one. Number 16, hotel balcony.
Oh, I mean that's a given, right? A lot of people do that.
I have. I mean, not in a. Okay, no, I have. And even the balcony on my own apartment, I had, like, I would take her out and just, like, I don't care who fucking sees this. Like, I just want to try something.
She falls over and just...
Yeah, she was able to hold on to the fucking rails with them, you know, God. She was her back. Anyways, this one's interesting. Number 15, climbing gym. No, but it sounds awesome. I need to try this one. Number 14, I've gone head on the playground.
What do you... What?
I know.
There's kids?
No, at night.
Oh my god.
After dinner, after a few drinks.
Oh, let's go to the playground and hang out. Fuck you on the swings.
Also would be dope.
Okay, all right.
Next one's going to be, ooh, interesting. No. Number 13, library love. Never done anything in the library. Although, again, fun.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, library.
Number 12. Yes. Bathroom fun.
Okay. Oh, like a stall, like a bathroom stall?
It doesn't say it, but yeah, it doesn't say it.
Would you bang a chick
in a restaurant?
No. In one of those portables. That is some disgusting shit, right?
That does not sound like fun, dude.
Listen.
Go for it.
The hottest chick you can think of right now.
Okay, Olivia Wilde's up there. Natalie Portman is up there for me.
I don't know where you meet him. Some fucking miracle. You meet him somewhere, right? And they're like, why you know what? you, portable.
Oh.
Right now.
Oh, I'm all about it then.
Oh, God, dude. After some guy just came out of it, like some fat beast comes out. The shit everywhere.
If she's down, I'm fucking probably down, dude, homie.
You're catching something.
All right, Jesus. Number 11. Moving on. Number 11, ski lift. Now, I've never even been skiing
before. It's
too
cold, man. Maybe your dick touches the metal or something.
Ski lift. Okay, but no, I've been to SeaWorld before, and the only thing that's been close enough to that is the people mover at SeaWorld. That
you fuck the girl at SeaWorld? Jesus, cameras everywhere.
Maybe not. Fuck, but did a lot of...
Okay, whatnot. A lot of fingers missing?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
Number 10, hitting the high notes, and it's a picture of a choir. I don't know what that means.
Maybe at like an orchestra, like a play.
That's what I was thinking, or I would even look like fucking maybe a church, like choir.
Jesus.
I know, right?
You can't do that, bro.
No, I'm not saying I have, dude.
What the
this
fuck?
This is on the list. Number 9, in the bar. No, but again, it would be a lot of fun.
Kind of crowded, right?
Yeah.
Okay, people join in.
Would be dope. Number 8, motion of the ocean.
In the fucking sea?
No, I could not do
get
that.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, too much sand going on, dude. Although, I have fucked a girl in my swimming pool and or...
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, seawater, dirty ass.
No. I don't think I would either.
People take sex on the beach for sure. The water.
I've had sex on the beach, but not in the ocean. And I don't think I would anyways. You're, like you said, disgusting, dude. Would you rather have sex in the ocean or fucking fuck Olivia Wilde in a fucking stall? In a porta potty?
Dude. Stall?
Okay, then there you go. So there you go. Now, I don't sound like a dick anymore, right? Number 7.
These are pretty bad options.
Okay, true that. Next one's going to be number 7, swingers or a hammock. No, just straight up no.
No. Have you seen those weird ones where like they're made for that shit?
Yeah, again, would be fun to try. I would like to have it. Okay. Next one's going to be ice hot. So in the snow. No. Straight up no. No for me. Although, again, could be fucking fun. Yeah, my penis would be... I have a small penis anyway, so that would be bad. All right, we'll scratch that off. Number five, meet you in the bathroom. And there was another one, bathroom fun. And now number 5 is meet you in the bathroom. I guess maybe...
like you pass a note, like...
Okay, this one might mean... Okay, the first one, bathroom fun, was probably like in the restroom at your house. Which, yes, I have fucked my girlfriend and all the restrooms.
Okay.
Meet you in the bathroom. Maybe at... an event?
Chili's. What about that waitress?
No, but I'd be down.
Would you bang that waitress?
She was fucking pretty odd, dude.
She was pretty.
We gotta go back.
That guy next to us was trying... I don't know what he was doing. He was trying to hit up on her.
Failing miserably?
Failing, dude. I'm like, just keep drinking.
I know, dude. You were having conversations. I was fucking... Wow. Next one's gonna be Doc Love. This one had a picture of a dock. No, like a fucking boating dock.
At the boat? On a boat?
Not on a boat, but like on the dock.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, I don't know.
Watch out for splinters.
This one I don't get. Number 3 is simply on the edge. On the edge. I'm
like
trying to figure out the
cliff?
Picture it was. Well, okay, since you brought that up, on the edge would be for me, it sounds bad, the pull-out method.
The what?
The pull-out method. On the edge. I know, right? Please, never on the edge. I don't even know what the picture was again. Number 2, a parking garage. Many parking garages for men.
Oh, many?
Man, Brandy Park installs Barnes garages, and Noble parking lot,
so.
I mean, alley sounds bad, like I'm a fucking slut. Jeez. But like, park my car in the fucking alley. I mean, I'm not mean, like,
and hey, wait.
And wait, that sounds terrible. Number one is going to be The Great Outdoors, dude. Number one, The Great Outdoors.
No, I don't like even walking outdoors. I don't even like the trees, the bugs.
Okay, true that. No, for me, although again, like one of the girlfriends I was seeing at the time was fucking her galore, dude, and all over the room, and I don't know why, just fucking, she was small enough that I can fucking lift her up and just walk in her still.
Oh, God.
Her riding me.
Dude.
Kicked down my fucking, my outside patio door, and just.
And the neighbor's door, and the fucking lodge.
And just walk outside just to get, kind of like the balcony, like, which is, was something that needed to happen. She had to get destroyed, man.
I can see, like, fucking a family eating their picnic, and then here comes Joe kicking the baskets.
Oh, man. Well, that might have happened too. Okay, I got one more, dude, since I gave a teaser last week, and I don't have anything straight up. Literally, the next section.
That's all good.
And you're going to carry the next half.
I'm going to carry us like you carry that woman out into that family.
Awesome. This one is going to be from last week. This simple breathing trick can give you better orgasms, dude. As many enterprising people with clitorises know, there are various things you can try to have a better orgasm. And twice as many that will get in the way of it happening at all. Even if you're a pro at the O, experts say you might be hampering your climaxes without even realizing it. To determine whether you fall into that camp, mentally transport yourself to those moments when you realize, oh yes, you're about to orgasm. There's absolutely no going back. Now focus on what your breathing is usually like when you're right on the brink. Are you taking deep, full breaths? Are you holding your breath instead? If it's the latter, you could be undermining your orgasms. Holding your breath as you get closer to orgasm is a pretty common instinct. It happens for a variety of reasons. Nerves, excitement, fear of letting go, and attempt to muffle your sound so as not to disturb the kids. Okay. Jessica O'Reilly, PhD sexologist and founder of the Sexual Pro Series webinars, tells Self, adding that you might even hold it simply because, quote unquote, the heavy breathing that precedes and accompanies orgasms feels unnatural. Interesting. But since breathing is a subconscious reflex, the way you alter it while exerting yourself can be too. Think of how often group workout instructors have to remind their classes not to hold their breath. You can be so focused on the task you forget to breathe.
Interesting.
Right. Agreed.
So how the fuck are you supposed to breathe?
This is for women.
Yeah, I know, right?
I kind of hold my breath sometimes. This is more for women, but...
Well, I'm glad. You know, it's so much easier with guys.
It is.
But I'm done. Come.
Yeah. Well, sometimes for men.
The O face.
Yeah.
And the women is just, you know, it's a totally different science down there, dude. You've been with a lot of different women.
Yes.
So, every
sound
other...
Sound like such a whore.
Yeah, it does sound like a whore. But
I was knocking down this door. I was knocking down... Okay, my bad.
Is the different girls' vaginas different? I mean,
definitely.
You have to work a little harder. You have to move this definitely. Here. You got to put it in there.
The same technique I use if I'm going down on them doesn't differ, really. How long I do it kind of does differ, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, every woman's different, and there are some girls that, again, I've mentioned on the pod before, where as you're eating them out, you got a finger or two in them, and you push down on their belly a bit right before their navel, and it adds to the orgasm, and I couldn't find that spot. I don't bust that trick out all the time. I was like, all right, you really got it.
Come special women.
Shut up. Now do you
when you get that, you're like, yes.
No matter why you're doing it, holding your breath during sex can limit the amount of new oxygen flowing into your system, which may be counterproductive to the entire point. Maximizing your breath helps to boost your circulation, which is essential to the sexual response cycle, O'Reilly explains. Blood flow to the genital region is a natural part of the process of building to orgasm. Depending on the reason you're holding your breath, like because you're too focused on the sounds you're making, it might also make it tough for you to get out of your head and into what's happening in real life. Training yourself to breathe deeply and naturally can enhance your sexual experience, says O'Reilly, who has had clients report that, quote-unquote, deep, slow breaths make the orgasmic contractions more intense and numerous.
Interesting. Okay, we all learned something today, guys.
So far,
women,
right?
You need to breathe.
Yeah. That's what we're getting
to. Don't worry about if you're in the stall with Joe. Just let it out. Some guy's waiting to take a shit.
And don't worry about the kids on the turkey day dinner, you know. Or, yeah. At the same time, you don't want to concentrate so hard on how you're breathing that you disrupt your own flow. If people are having orgasms, I'm loath to tell them to do something different. Sex therapist Ian Kerner, author of She Comes First, tells Self. Noting that thinking, I know, right? First. I like that. Noting that thinking too much about how you orgasm can make it harder to do so. Regardless of how you're breathing, if you're having orgasms, more power to you. Agreed. Mm-hmm. But he does recognize that breathing differently may help boost some people's sexual experiences. The trick is to focus on it before you orgasm, not during.
Hmm.
Interesting. So that's
okay. That was pretty good article there.
I liked it, dude. Not bad.
Very cool.
We haven't hit sex in a while, dude. So yeah. Pop Rocks 2.
Very
cool. I don't know.
Pink
that.
Pop Rocks.
Pink Pop Rocks. Cotton candy explosion flavor.
Jesus.
All right, man. Commercials.
Before our commercials, let's talk about our buddy.
Yes, go
our
for
buddy Miguel.
Oh, go for it. Yes.
And
yes.
His new podcast he's in, the Critical Thinking podcast.
We spoke about him last week.
And, you know, guys, go check it out. Good guy. Group of guys who talk about movie trailers and a lot of good stuff. I learned their last one. It's pretty funny.
Everything minus more comic review, like
yes.
Miguel used to do.
Like Miguel used to do on another podcast that he was on. And, you know, more power to you, Miguel. I like it. You sound, like I even text you on it. You know, you sound more happier. You sound like,
I like it.
You
tweeted us.
I like it. I like it a lot.
And I had to retweet that, dude. So, yeah, dude. Cool. I can still need to jump on board. Fuck me, dude. I got so many podcasts to listen to.
So, yeah, they're pretty... I texted them yesterday. They did like a five-hour one. I'm like, holy shit.
Okay, 5 hours too long.
They're
going to
cut it in two parts. But check them out. Critical Thinking Podcast. They're on Podbean. They're on iTunes. Good group of guys. Hit them up.
Cool, man. I spoke to Miguel, actually, fucking this past
you
week.
You did. And, yeah, sounds pretty... you told me about the conversation. We won't go into the conversation.
I like talking to him anyways. I like talking to anyone that I have time for. And just the first thing I asked was like, hey, dude, how the fuck are you? How's your family? How was your Thanksgiving? So, I mean, you know, I'm not a very vindictive person, if at all. Like, if you fuck with me, give me a reason to fucking bust out my lightsaber and chop your head off. I have no problem doing it.
Santa.
yeah, exactly. I'm the little girl. But again, dude, I try to back up and encourage everyone. And then once you shit on me, then fuck me, dude. Like, we're just fucking done, dude.
Yeah.
So things happen and, you know, that's... I don't know, I fucking got sidetracked there.
It's all right.
But as far as, you know, everyone that's good to me, just be good. Just be good to fucking people, dude.
Good
that's
people pretty much guys. What it
is. Yeah. So definitely listen to them, dude. But,
Commercials, go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll find two banners, one orange and one black. If you're buying shit on Amazon, don't fuck it. I know you're on Amazon right now. Go to our website real quick. Click on the orange. Buy whatever you're going to buy.
Yeah.
We get a little piece. It helps us buy equipment. It helps us pay for the Podbean stuff.
Yes.
It really does. It all adds up. And we really appreciate the people who have done it.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. And then if you want the Prime, you get everything in 2 days, maybe even 1 day. Why pay for shipping? What the fuck? You know, that's stupid.
Yeah.
So go ahead and click on there. You get 30 days free. You get free books. You get free music. You get free everything. And if you don't like it, cancel it. Do it before the 30 days, I would advise, because they will charge you the full amount.
But do the Amazon Prime, too, dude. Again, guys, we're like... Oh, speaking of, we're around the corner from fucking Christmas, but when we have 3 podcasts after this one till the end of the year, fucking best of episode.
I'm working on it.
Awesome.
I'm just
going
to copy yours.
I think I'm still going to mix it up, but yeah, I think we're still going to have a good list, dude, but I'm going to add a few more things still.
Okay.
So anyways, we got that going on. Go to thecomicsyndicate.com, comicsyndicate.podbean.com. Again, guys, thank you for the Amazon hits. Like, you guys little by little are doing it, but that's going to go straight up. Like, we're not going to do blow off of hookers' asses in Vegas, which was my plan. Adam decided to get...
Oh, no, we need a mixer. Save the stripper for later.
All right. Damn it. We'll buy more so I can get the stripper, guys. All right. We will catch you guys in a little bit.
We'll be back with some comic
talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back with some comic talk.
All right, man, first one we're going to hit, do Star Wars Rogue One pre-sales overwhelm Fandango runtime also revealed. Do you said you bought your tickets, right?
I did. We bought some of those those big, nice seats.
Good, the recliners.
Yes.
Dope, dude. Okay.
The only seat we fit in.
This guy, dude. The runtime for this is going to be 2 hours and 13 minutes. But
short movie.
When those the tickets went on sale, it just crashed the fucking every site, dude, which is great. It's Star Wars, dude. I mean, how can it not? Next one's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Well, apparently fucking
after he said, hey, man, were you jerking off last night? Oh, by the way, did you see the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
It was fucking great.
But tell me about your jerking off last night. See, I mean, that's pretty much the conversation. Did you see the trailer?
No, I have not.
It's a good trailer, dude.
It is okay.
We could have probably played it to run through some time, but fuck it. We're running perfect on time, dude. Next one's going to be Luke Cage is going to move forward with second season ordered from Netflix.
I still need to finish up.
I still need to watch fucking Daredevil season 2, dude.
Well, don't talk to David about it. He's fucking...
he hates it.
Butthurt about it.
Yeah, dude. FX's Legion stakes a debut date. So Xavier's baby boy strikes out on his own. It's going to be on FX, and it's going to start February 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern.
I'll check out the first couple episodes.
Me too. Next one's going to be Marvel's Iceman ongoing focuses on his sexuality, which is good. Now, I'm a huge fucking Bobby Drake Iceman fan. Kind of bummed to learn, but...
Bobby Dick?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because he's been with so many women in his history.
Yes.
And that they're changing his origin a bit. Like, I get it. Talking with Hector a while back, this was a few months ago, casting the old legacy characters with minorities, that's what they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hulk is Amadeus Cho now.
Yes.
And Bruce Banner's fucking dead. Thor, he's the unworthy Thor now. We have Jane Foster, female Thor, and she's dope as fuck as Thor. Mm-hmm. Miles Morales is a great fucking character. So I kind of like how they're...
I guess they have to. I mean, yeah. It's a time now, and...
Yeah.
And it's good. I mean, I like it
too. Yeah, me too. So I'm down with that. Okay, I'm glad you like that one. Next one's going to be... I gotta hit this one, dude. Two new Transformers animated shows coming as part of Prime Wars trilogy. Now, this one dropped a while back, and it was like the Combiners. It was IO9 is what the app is, and specific episodes for this Transformer show. That looks dope. They're gonna drop two more fucking episodes or ongoing now. Which
did you hear about the...
Go, shoot.
You're talking about Bobby Drake, but I guess... They're doing something with Transformers where there's a homosexual Transformer.
Yes, there is a few,
I believe. Oh, okay. I just read an article. I saw it. I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Interesting how they've been doing that, because you have RC. You have a lot of characters that are like, shouldn't be fucking labeled as, especially they're fucking robots.
Hey, they have the gas tank.
You know?
Oh, so there it is.
There you go. Perfect. It summed up perfectly. That's going to be the fucking name of the episode.
Gas tank hole.
I like that.
Let's put it in your gas tank, asshole.
I like it. Next one's going to be Nintendo rides shops and restaurants. More coming to Universal Studios parks worldwide.
I saw that. Did you see the new Nintendo... Not Wii anymore.
Oh, the Slip or the Switch.
Yes!
That sounds bad, not the Switch. Because the Switch is something else.
You could take it out, you could maybe play it as a tablet, and you could put it back, you play it on your TV. Mm. Fucking looks sick,
It looks
man.
Dope, and you can if let's say you're playing here at home and, oh, fuck, I gotta fucking go fucking take Margot somewhere. No offense.
Right.
But, I mean, everyone has to take their lady anywhere. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna kill some time instead of using a Game Boy. You can still play the game you're playing, but it's more like fucking...
playing on a fucking tablet. Yeah. I mean, I've been wanting to play some fucking Zelda games, man. Mm-hmm. I've been missing playing those games. And even the newer ones are pretty cool, but like...
Agreed.
I've been getting this itch, so I want to play some fucking Zelda.
I have been too, and I just don't have the time, so yeah. It's going to be like a bust for me. Next one, speaking of games, dude, this one came out now. Before I jump into this, dude, Transformers fighting game is coming in 2017. So on top of that, speaking of fighting games, is Transformers. Hasbro has been behind this whole thing, big push where it's like...
a Street Fighter type?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And you can transform and fucking do attacks. The gameplay looks fucking dope, sick, beautiful. This one came out, Marvel vs. Capcom, to arrive in 2017. The announcement happened this weekend at the PlayStation Experience...
I've
been dropping the ball on conventions for us, dude. We could have gotten in his press. By the time I found out about it, it was last week. And I didn't want to tell you yesterday, like, yeah, I kind of dropped the ball again.
It's all right. We've been busy, bro. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
But so anyways, it's something we can do next year in the GameStop Expo. So Marvel vs. Capcom, what do you think of those games?
I could play it for an hour and then I get kind of bored.
Kind of. It's better to play it online and you know what? Those kids talking shit. Fuck.
Oh, again. But they're pros, bro.
Yeah, they really are.
Fuck you up.
Well, it's awesome when we went to the last fucking GameStop Expo and we're getting Smash you and I on every new console that's out. Every new game demo, we're getting smashed up and then we walk across the Capcom section and it's like the old school classic arcade joystick of Street Fighter. And we're destroying people.
Destroying the fucking the cheat where you kick and throw.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I was murdering fucking kids. Bring it. God, that's all I got for fucking comic games, man. Start off wherever you want and I'll back you up wherever. All
right, so I read let's see, where did I put it? I read Deadly Class 24. I'll go into it. I didn't like it. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
We got leadership is being questioned in these issues. We got the family, like the table. We got the fat kid. Yeah. The Russian and all this shit. Mm. And some of the major players are...
Saya is still in there.
Yes, Victor, but she's not at the table, though.
Okay.
And so she's at
these are the kids that want to take over. And yes. Victor's one of them who's like, fuck you, you fat fuck. Like, I'm going to take over. The Russian kid.
The Russian Victor, kid always wants to fuck this guy. So the fat chubby kid, what's his name?
Shabnad.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Shabnad's... The brains wants to take out Syra, or the
Saya,
but they all know that it's the master is grooming her to take over something, and that's why the fat kid wants to do this. Like, you know what? Don't you see? She's gonna take my spot, and then he's like, oh, I mean our spot, so we need to kill her. And Victor takes it on himself to say, you know what? I'm gonna take her out. And everyone's like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. She'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
The second year is really going into detail of what the classes are being taught here. So you go into the teachers and they're teaching you, how to become a killer and how it would change you and mm-hmm. How to become not a psycho, but someone that doesn't feel.
An assassin.
In essence. Well, they go into detail about that, let's see, Victor. We find out Victor isn't as dumb as he's playing out to be. Like okay. He kind of played the fat kid.
Like the big Victor's the Russian with the big jock.
Yeah, so he played the fat kid. Like, oh, I'll do it. You know, fuck.
Oh,
this.
I get you.
But he's actually playing. He's playing
Shabnab.
Yeah, there's a lot of
backstabbing.
The backstabbing.
Whole fucking title is backstabbing kids.
Yeah, and a lot of alliances and mm-hmm. shit like that. So we get the freshmen in the seasons are more on. Gaining power as opposed to doing drugs in the past.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
So it's a lot of, we get to the backstory of one of the characters. I don't really care for it. It's like, you know what? I don't fucking care. I miss fucking...
Marcus.
Kyle. Or Marcus.
Marcus was dope.
Yeah, and I kind of stopped reading after this because it's just so much fucking dialogue. Wow. Remender is kind of losing.
Rick Remender is the writer, and I believe Wes Craig is the artist. The art's still good. I'll go into... Actually, let me jump in right now.
Go for it.
I don't have a review. You still got a few more reviews, but this weekend, I didn't read anything. Straight up.
It's all right.
I'm backing you up. But you're carrying the show now, but I like that you're still reading these, and I'm going to get back on board. It's just... It's not all the time I have a few days off, so on my days off, it's like reaching out to my friends and hanging out with you guys. And
Chili's.
Chili's, baby. And by the time I got home, fucking nice and toasty, and fucking had a few more beers, it's like, last thing I want to do is fucking read.
So, read fucking Deadly Class.
Yeah, and I, yeah. So anyways, dude, so that was, okay, cool. Nice to know where it's, at least I'm still up to date with what's going on. I'm going to be back on board soon, guys, so don't worry. If it's a trade, I'll do that, because I know a lot of our listeners hit us up for our comic reviews, too. Mm-hmm. So we are not going to fucking totally back off from those, so go for it, man.
Extraordinary X-Men number 16. This was pretty good. I love the art. It's not Ramos. It's another guy. The fight is getting out of hand with the little girl that Magic was training.
Yeah.
The spirit took over and she's just a fucking mess. And she has Magic's sword and leaves her in limbo with part of the crew.
Interesting.
So okay. I'm like, she's just like no fucking way out. Like, how are we going to get out?
Yeah.
Storm uses all her storm power, electricity, and Magic pushes the power into her in like a lightning bolt and they get out. Take the fight to the girl, which the girl is at the school in limbo trying to fuck it up. Okay. So they get there like, you know, let's do this. Jean Grey is going crazy. She read something, somebody's mind, okay. And she's freaking out. Apocalypse is still
chained up.
Release me and I will give you back Colossus.
That's right.
I will change him back. You need to fucking do this.
Colossus is still locked up with him though, too,
yes, right? But Colossus still is one of the horsemen.
Yeah, he is. He's
so he's fucking...
Crazy.
Right now, yeah. So Magic is trying to go back to Magic, trying to get...
And that's her brother, it's Colossus. So they always... I love the relationship they have, brother and sister. It's, you know, Magic, Ileana Rasputin is the younger sister. Mm-hmm. But the way that love they have for each other, that family bond, dude, is gorgeous. Yeah, go ahead.
Magic is still trying to get the girl, which is called... Her name is Sapna. To push back this demon that is now consumed her.
Okay.
The next pages are huge because we got Magic has no choice but to kill her.
Wow.
To save the fucking school. Like, I have to do it. You need to fucking push.
You're a reindeer and Santa Claus is in the house.
I'm going to eat you. Nightcrawler, and then we got some more with Nightcrawler, releases Apocalypse, even though, what's that guy's name? The robot. Not robot, but Rogue. Not Rogue.
Oh, no. Yes, the Sentinel?
No, the guy that likes Storm.
Yes. What the fuck is his name? The jelly guy.
No. Like Storm.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is this old guy?
Forge.
Forge. I'm like, sorry you about can't that, fucking yeah. do that. You can't release him. And Nightcrawler, you know, you have to fucking trust me on this. So they release, you know, change Colossus back.
Okay.
And we'll release you. So they Apocalypse does it with a kicker. Nightcrawler takes him, zaps him. Bams out.
Okay.
And then bams out like in the middle of nowhere, like in midair, and lets fucking Apocalypse fall.
Wow.
And bams back to his friends. We don't know if he dies, he falls. No,
okay, cool.
I don't know. I doubt he's going to die. They would have done something.
It's Apocalypse, dude. Yeah. I mean, he's always going to keep coming back. Anyways, okay, that sounds dope, dude.
And then we got Storm has made a decision to leave Limbo, the school, and go back to Earth with the kids, which sets up the fight with Inhumans.
Cool. For it, man.
So, this one I did not write, but I do remember the book, so I'm going to go through it as best I can.
Okay, since before you jump in that, dude, I guess the perfect tie-in would be for me was The Death of X.
Yes!
Now, The Death of X was pretty much Cyclops. That was one of the best fucking reviews we did. That was the one we accidentally delete.
Oh, yeah.
The whole episode. Yay. Anyways, so the premise behind that whole fucking title was pretty much The Death of X. Cyclops going to Ground Zero. Once the Terrigenesis mist have been spread, it's killing off all mutants, but they go to Ground Zero. So Cyclops, once he gets there, he's like, okay, everyone's getting sick, nauseous. It's like, fuck. No, we're going to keep on going. Kids, I want you to stay back. I want all you guys to stay back on the ship. And Emma Frost is like, no. I'm going to go with you. But as Cyclops is like coughing up a lung, like bleeding out of his mouth already. So he's getting infected to find out, well, my friends, my mutant friends are fucking here. Multiple man's here dying. Moira MacTaggert is fucking dying. Like, my friends are dying. I'm not going to leave this place until I figure out what's going on. A lot of shit happens to the point where Cyclops is dying and it looks like Emma Frost is keeping him alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, now go for it, man.
So now we got the Inhumans versus X-Men. And
good art, dude.
It's good art. It's a long issue. It's about 30 plus. And we find out why. I always wonder, like, why the fuck is Beast
helping out.
Helping out and totally X-ing out the X-Men. But we find out...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he did it maybe in another comic.
Yeah.
But he's there to find out the cure. And
yeah, why the Terrigenesis mist, which comes from the Inhumans, the mist that Black Bolt, I love, we spoke about last week.
Released it.
He released it, but not knowing the effects, like, oh, fuck, we're killing off mutants now. So Beast is like...
Or did he?
Well, go for it, man.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. But we go 8 months back. So we remember when Secret Wars happened. Mm-hmm. There's a fucking year.
A gap missing, yeah.
Gap missing. We go back. We got Beast looking... Working with Inhumans to find a cure. And they had a truce. So they said, you know what? We'll let... No fighting.
Yeah. We'll let you do your work.
Let you do your work for like, I guess, 8 months or a year. So we go back and forth. We have Emma trying to work
great on... Great art. Who's the artist on this, dude? Emma Frost looks dope. Because... should be Charles Soule and Jeff Lemire are the writers, right?
Yes, and the artist is
Kenneth Rocafort. Oh, nice, dude. Okay.
So, good art. Emma Frost is working on her to change the diamond as fast as she can. So, she doesn't want to be stuck what happened with Black Bolt. Oh. So, I guess there was an incident. So, she's working on her powers. She's on a cliff and she times herself. She jumps off the cliff.
Just to test her powers.
See how fast it takes her to change.
Okay.
So she's doing that. She's pretty much the main character in this book. She's going through everyone. She's going to Magneto. She's going to the X-Men. She's going, she's saying, you know what? We need to be fucking ready.
Yeah.
We need to really get this going. And it's the coolest part where she's talking to Magneto and she's all like, at some point, I need you to throw something at me without letting me know. So I could test my powers as fast as I can.
Wow.
So
Magneto's like, okay, dead.
Well, she says something to him, and he gets pissed off, and he throws a dagger at her, and she changes, and it shatters because she turns into diamond. So Beast is really working hard on this. He's not finding anything. He finds out that the mist is actually shrinking. The cloud is shrinking.
Okay, good.
But there's like no cure. Like,
yeah, so every one mutant that has Mpox already is slowly dying, and mutants, it's killing them
off. It's killing them off. So, you know, we need to do something, and it pretty much goes into, like, okay, we're ready to fight, because this is bullshit. You know, people are dying, and we need to get this done. So, I mean, that's pretty much the comic. It's all just a setting up to what's coming. And, like, here she goes, why, Eric, you sound afraid. And she fucking throws a dagger from Sabretooth into the back of her head, and she catches it. So, it's a good comic. It's a good, like I said, it's a good setup.
It jumps back and forth. Okay,
cool. So, back and forth. Pretty much, Beast does not have an answer. And, people on both sides are getting kind of antsy. Beautiful, dude. Getting antsy. Like, we need to do something. And then, Frost... Medusa's like, you know what? He's not gonna find anything. We need to fucking be ready for anything. And BC overhears it, so he's scared because he knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But we find out that the reason why Emma's so fucking pissed off is because Cyclops dies, spoilers, and it's Black Bolt
that
kills him. Supposedly, she has a video of him blasting him with his voice, and disintegrating him.
Oh, interesting.
So she's taking this real personal.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about this one again because something happened to Cyclops where it looked like she was keeping him alive. I think...
Let me find that picture.
Yeah, I saw her looking at her fucking video footage, though. But the death of X was pretty much Cyclops, like, was already dying, and she was kind of barely keeping him alive mentally. So maybe she kept his mental state alive, but his body might be gone. And he was part of the Phoenix Force technically now, so he might
pull
Phoenix and possibly come back.
Oh, okay.
Possibly. But I like it, dude. Right on. The art's gorgeous, dude. And again, Charles Soule and Jeff Lemire, right, I believe?
Yes.
Cool, man. So, Book of the Week?
Yeah, it was pretty
good. What if that fucking cover did for that?
I was like, I didn't like it in the beginning, but then once it hit the Magneto talk, it was pretty cool. And it's pretty cool, but like, he says, you know what, I have my whole, this whole base is on this little pole. Okay. I'm controlling everything, and I'm talking to you.
Good.
And she's like, oh, you know, in case you want to fucking fuck somebody over, you could just tip over thing and everybody dies. Yeah. So it's pretty cool the way Magneto and the way they play this
and politics. And he's pushing his powers more.
More. Look at, see, it's on a fucking little...
Oh, fuck. That's dope, dude. So, okay, that's sick, dude.
Yeah, very cool.
And even Emma Frost in her crystal state, diamond state, looks dope, dude. Gorgeous still. Okay, very cool, man. All right, I like that one a lot, dude.
Good times.
Cool, man. All right, that's all we got, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. You guys can find my boy Adam here.
Find me at Ben the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on Twitter at For the Villain. You guys can find us at Comic Syndicate 1 on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram, guys. Share the podcast. We know we're all over the place. We're not your fucking typical comic podcast, and that's the way we like it. We will talk about everything, and we will talk shit on your kids like we did today.
And Santa.
And fuck Santa. All right, well, there you go. Alright guys, go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, share the podcast, subscribe, and download us. Catch you guys next week. Peace out.